I run a kollel out of town where every guy counts. One of the yungalite who has not been nifkad yet with children asked if he can take off 10 days to go to Eretz Yisrael to daven and seek brachas from Dalem. It will hurt the kollel because we only have 12 people, but on the other hand, I have to feel for his plight. What's the right thing to do? This needs the kollel hotline, and in the kollel hotline they'll tell you, listen, he doesn't have children. A person without children is having a very difficult time, and this is what he thinks is going to help, so you got to let him go, even though it'll hurt the kollel. That's if you get called the kollel hotline. But if you go ask somebody else, they'll tell you, ask the right people, they'll tell you the biggest chus for you to be nifkat is not running off a middle man to Israel, and not all those tzaddikim that are Ben Achaim or Ben HaMeisim and their brothers. The biggest chus for you to be nifkat is sitting and learning and doing what you're doing. And I beg you, if you need a kollel, I be mechazik yourself, that it is ain't the chus golem is there. You're sitting on the gold mine and you're going to be mechaber zaitis. Like, this is the chus. What are you talking about? But this is not working. If this is not working, that's not working. But if you could stay there and sit and learn and be mechazik the kollel, there's no greater erich. I remember years ago, this is many years ago, I lose track of time, but Rebbe Baruch Finkelzatzal told me, and he was this ball, that he found a Khan, and he went to Rabbi Usher, who at that time was not Nifkat. And he told me he got a Khan for him. And a Khan stayed, Bonim Tikachot. That's not like a Zayde Gezachen. And Rabbi Usher, like he said, he's not going to, chap his stone for it. He's not going to, Which meant he was, his stone has been a stone too. I mean, it's not like I'm coming at 2:00. He wasn't going to do it. You hear that? Because he understood his learning. He's the biggest host. I feel straight on tail of my bottom. And even Rabbi Lebon was sitting on his ball. He was like brushed over that. Like, he thought he was going to do him the biggest favor. He was being a good friend, being a good cousin. Came with a Khan. And if he found the Khan, he was going to give it to him. Understand the story. Out of the question. So because he understands it. So if you ask him, he'll tell you that sitting and learning and doing that. So then the guy starts nagging, but my wife, he explained to her, this is the biggest school, I'm doing what we could, this is what it is. It's more than anything else. But again, you call the kollel hotline, people on service, you still can't start giving them education. Only if they want to hear and they want to know, then you tell them, but otherwise, you just got to let.
Isn't that mostly about, you know,
No, they told Rav Yashiv he had a oracle, and if he's not going to be roya pnei Gehenim if he's the tzaddik. Shteitz haskula, not to be roya pnei Gehenim if you're a tzaddik by your oracle. He says his whole life he's looking to be kind of my boy without school. So he's not going. but the people who have the right madrigas, they're not busy with the schools. It's the people who are not doing it right. So again, if the guy is not doing it right, then taka, but if he could be mechaz himself to do it right. Yeah, but Talmud Torah is better. Any schus that you have in Khan Tzipor isn't Talmud Torah, because it's Kenegar Kula. And what I'm saying is Shteitz Rabbi Yehuda and Shachar Tshuva. He says that Stoka is Matzah Mimavus. He says Torah Kolshkei because it's Kenegar Kula. So any schula, he's saying you don't have to. You don't have to do it for that. It's Bechal the Mitzvahs. You wise guy. I was saying over Rabbi Yehuda. He says any schula was licked every mitzvah licked from Talmud Torah because Talmud Torah Kenegar Kula. Did I say that patters you for the mitzvah? If your whole Isaac in the mitzvah is for the school, it patters you. So what you have to do is just start believing more in what it means to sit and learn. Talking about Rabbi Usher, I'm sure this story got paid before. So a young man said to him that he has to leave a day before this man, his brother-in-law's chasta, Erahin. And he made a cheshbon that if he paid $1,000, he could leave a day later. Change the ticket. But $1,000, but he doesn't think his, he doesn't have the money. He doesn't think his parents and in-laws will be so excited to don't have $1,000. He's just staying another day in Yeshiva. So Rabbi Usher just said, a day in Yeshiva is worth a lot. You know what? Tell your father and your in-laws that I'm a shutter for this. I want to pay a third, that you can stay that day in the Yeshiva. And they heard that they had mechutana with him. So they were very happy to dole out that third. But you hear what's going on? He's machshavet, that guy's learning much more than that guy's machshavet. Because we have to work on being machshav, on learning and know what we're dealing with. And frankly, the wise guy Shailas, we can sign start schoolers and watch, you know, school of Matahela. But that's not Teir Matahela. That's school of Matahela. You understand what I'm saying? They would have much bigger shoes than they sat in lunch.
I waited 20 years for a kid and happened to
because they never learned those 20 years because they were fatzarot. I mean, anyway, not everybody's doing it right. It's like, I just gave you a mulch. So that young man that Rabban Shah had to give him that chizik was not holding by doing it. To him, he would sell the lining for $1,000. To Rabban Shah not. The people who are doing it right are not doing that. How often do you think a yid like Rabbi Yankiv can guess he showed up in Meron? How often do you think a yid like Shalom Yisrael Eliyashiv showed up in the Meron? How often? You think they didn't have that tzaras? You didn't think they have that fair share? You think it wasn't worth it for that? No, they felt that they have it. They were b'mkaimam. Because the people who are learning right understand that this is the sheirush of Kol HaBracha and Kol HaTov in the world. If people are not doing words, then they have to stand on line by Rabbi Yankiv and get the buah. I mean, that's what they got to do. So I'm not making fun of these people. I'm just, but there's a route. We have a derech. We have what to do. Start believing in learning. Start being machshav learning. Well, you won't feel inadequate to your wife because she's working. You know, I mean, I'm offering you a mahalach, and you'll have the bottom tikach law and all toiv and bracha, and the hashpah is kol adam is kol. It's going to be totally on you. I'm offering you the world. What are you talking about? What's everybody so fascinating on everything else? That's right, he sent him one time, that was it, one time. All the other times he wanted the schus ha-teira, so we don't know the chishbainus, it does as after he maps the tefillah. That's klar, but I mean, that's not derech. One time he said it was an asiyah, and you know, Rabbi Shach got the right guys to come here, they all went, it was taka minded, but like, they're not busy with that, they're not busy with that. I think Abraham Chaim Misty went for the donors on something, to give the donors in the Kedah Rabbanah with that, you know, Kedah Rabbanah.
I
bet you
know, it's a spoil. They had such a pressure
maybe
by all these matching, because it's all different system
in
America. They said
that in
for the light,
they
never
had under this pressure, they just stopped it. I'm curious. Let's say Rabbi Chaim would say that the schus ha-teira that he has for that hour, that he's giving, he wouldn't give that away. That he's not giving, because he's going to learn the whole time he's on the way to Mirror on the way back. He's not offering that, but if you would offer that, you got to be a fool to say, no, I need you to go to Meron. Get his schus ha-teira. Yeah.